And Finn concluded by saying, because we as anarchists advocate for dismantling structures that are mind-blowingly, I statements, gotta use I statements, Finn, are mind-blowingly powerful and pervasive, what can we do to stay inspired when we feel unsure if the world we want will ever exist? And that's Finn speaking from Existential Compost, Staying Inspired in Spite of Pain, from the winter 2014 edition of Slingshot. When we start to discuss our deep, deep training in powerlessness, that the structures we must dismantle are the structures in us, the goal of a free global society will no longer seem so difficult or complex. Becoming conscious actors means we understand why certain actions feel good and others don't, so we can assess if we're doing them for the right reasons, given our righteous goal. But I agree, to feel good about what we're doing, we have to see how it leads to the goal of a free society for all humans. So I would encourage Finn and all those who feel like her or him to not run from that feeling, that question. What is the connection between what I'm doing and a world that's free for all of us? To not run from that, not try to fill it up with busyness. Well, I'll just make this chicken coop then. But to follow the question in your quiet moments and with your brothers and sisters. What is the link? You know, don't run from it and say, well, it's just foolishness. It's just childish, immature, to think that we can ever get blah, blah, blah. Get what we want. Of course we can get what we want. So ask the question about strategy. What is the connection between what I'm doing and that free society? And see the link, because then we do feel good about what we're doing. And when we start to feel good about what we're doing, we absolutely want to free the children globally from a future of coerced work. That becomes more important than anything. Now, the second essay I find exponentially more troubling, because it is, and I'm sure unconsciously, although this must be said, I think there is exactly zero chance that any anarchist collective in the U.S. has not been infiltrated, which is why it's so important that we get clear on a strategy that makes this tactic irrelevant. So I found this essay troubling because it's so propaganda-laden. I found myself sitting for a long time with just that opening sentence. Quote, we're living in a frustrating time of political and cultural stagnation, huh? Both in terms of the collapsing corporate monster and our currently feeble resistance to it. That one sentence from Jesse D. Palmer, The Darkness Before the Dawn, Resist Inertia, Embrace Collapse, from the winter 2014 edition of Slingshot, had me saying, who is, again back to I statements, who is our? Who is we? Right from the start, we see he's thinking individualistically. Who's feeble? Hong Kong? Egypt? Tunisia? Iran? Ukraine? South Africa? Belgium? Scotland? Russia? Mexico? U.S.? Spain? Any place you can think of, any place you can name, people are rising. We are challenging the state. We might get smacked back down, but we are challenging the state. I mean, the courage of our brothers and sisters is stunning. So you see, as our scope widens, so does our hope. And the more we read of this article by Jesse D. Palmer, the more we see he is misleading horribly about the nature of this transition we're in, while presenting a story that, with power, is entirely consonant. I'm finding so much in this article troubling, particularly this notion of embrace the collapse, which is like saying, lay back and think of England, that I want to devote more time to it. So let's continue it next week. Without these three discussions that we noted at the beginning, the importance of factoring hidden power into our analysis, the importance of our having an accurate understanding of the state, and the importance of seeing and overcoming the implicit bias called contempt for the common, reverence for the intellectual, for the mental manual divide. Until we start these discussions, we who long for freedom can be encouraged to a misunderstanding about this transition we're in, which is a transition to a society in which work is radically redefined. And so the question, the contestation that we are either consciously or not engaged in is whether that new definition will continue to involve coercion, albeit in a different form, or one which means us consciously reclaiming our own human energy, us being self-determining. Point being, collapse, power, is also eagerly waiting. Collapse of our resistance is what power is counting on and is building our new cage as we speak.